Another major urban problem was what was called widely in the press hooliganism, seen as characteristic of urban life. These included a whole variety of public street crimes, or just outrageous behaviors, as you'll see, in which mainly young men, sort of working class street toughs on the whole, would threaten respectable pedestrians, harass them, sometimes physically assault them. And newspapers invariably describe these events as not just crime, but as assault on civilized respectability, something that was seen as fragile and at risk. Many hooligan acts were really meant, as this comment and as this interpretation suggests, to outrage, to annoy the new urban middle class, the new urban bourgeoisie. A young working class tough or a group of them might be walking down the street, see somebody well-dressed, and simply walk up and bump against them just to be annoying. Especially if it was a woman, they enjoyed doing it even more. Groups of hooligans, sometimes drunk, would block whole sidewalks, even in the center of the city, swearing loudly at people, singing bawdy songs, just making a nuisance of themselves. Gangs of these youths would sometimes walk up behind a well-dressed woman and pull the ribbons out of her hair. Or perhaps they would show a little flip book with pornographic images in it, just to annoy. Or in one case, or rather one might say, in a strange way, creative group of hooligans climbed onto a streetcar with a wasp nest, threw it on the floor, and as the wasp spread and began stinging people, ran out and escaped, laughing all the way. This hooliganism was sometimes not so funny. It could be very violent and dangerous as well. Stabbings, muggings were often described as hooliganisms. Especially, sometimes these were robberies, but it was more likely to be called hooliganism when these stabbings seemed to have no purpose, no rhyme or reason. Somebody was said to be stabbed and their wallet was still in their pocket. This senselessness was seen to be characteristic of hooliganism. There were also darker notes to be heard in the press. Death was seen as a pervasive part of urban life. The daily press is filled with accounts of accidental death by tram, by automobile, by bad food, by falling elevators. The press was filled with accounts of very high infant mortality rates in the city, and with accounts, as I've said, of various diseases such as cholera, which were said often to be characteristic of modern urban congestion and poor sanitation. And especially the press was filled with stories of murder and suicide. Murders, in fact, were reported with frightening or maybe numbing regularity in the press of the big cities of Russia. Popular daily papers offered readers a sort of grisly procession of knifings and beatings and stranglings involving all classes of people and all age groups, both men and women. Various causes were cited in the press. Many said these were connected with theft, with material greed, some elaborated. In other words, with part of the rising materialism of modern urban Russian life. Murder was also said to result from uncontrolled emotions, anger and jealousy and revenge, or even simply nervous stress, which again, some commentators noted, were part of living in a modern city. At the same time, many readers were told, and again, even more emblematic of the characteristics of what many described as the nature of Russia's modernity, many murders had no purpose whatsoever. These hooligan attacks where someone was killed with no reason at all. Often, a more essential but vaguer cause was given, but all of the same sort of argument, namely the nature of the modern city, the existential nature of urban, industrial, modern life in Russia. For example, in the words of one Petersburg journalist writing in the same year of 1910 in St. Petersburg, a man who liked to call himself the wanderer, for he wandered about and observed life. He said, "I am a cultured person," something many of his readers would have agreed with, "but here in the city, side by side with me lives a savage, and I might become his victim." Now, while murder seemed to characterize the dangers of the new urban society, suicide seemed to reveal its darkest inner soul. Papers often reported tragic suicides, especially by young people in the city, and dwelled frequently on suicide as a characteristic sign of the malady of the modern age, the malady of urban life, the problem with where Russia seemed to be heading.